Today's shiur is in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis with the third last word on the bottom of the Amud, Mi Dami. We are in the middle of one of the longest sugyas in Shas, which began on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there gave us a makor that there is no mitzvah of Yibam by a Arayas, such as Achos Ishtoi, his wife's sister. The pasuk there, quoted on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, stated, and the Gemara there asked, Oleha ma talmud loimer, why do we need the word Oleha to tell us that Achos Ishtoi is prohibited? It uses the same word Oleha concerning the mitzvah of Yibum. I would have thought that the mitzvah of Yibam applies by any of the Arayas. Namar Khan, it says here by Achos Ishtoi Oleha. Venamar Lahalon, it says by the mitzvah of Yibam Oleha. So Ma Lahalon B'maka Mitzvah, just like the Oleha, which is stated concerning the mitzvah of Yibam, is Nageya a mitzvah. Afkan, here, the Isser of Achos Ishtoi is even B'maka Mitzvah. V'amar Rachman Aloy Sikach. So that's how we learned out that the only Arayas that the Torah permitted was Eishes Ach. However, any additional Arayas would be Usser because the Isser of Loisikach Litzror Legalis Ervosa is even Oleha. Even in that word Oleha, which is referred to the mitzvah of Yibam, there's still an Isser of Loisikach. So the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis asked that without Oleha, I would say Yibam is Docha, the Lav of Achos Isha. But don't we have a klal that ain't a say docha losa says sheyesh by chorus? So why do we need Oleha? That was the Gemara's question on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara here on the top of Dav Zayin Amud Beis wanted to answer that question, and the Gemara wanted to say that I would have thought we would learn a bamemot sinu from Eishesach. Just like Eishesach is an Arayas that is mutter for the mitzvah of Yibam, so too Achos Ishtoi. And then the Gemara asks, but no, there's a difference. By Eishesach, you only have one Isser, and by Achos Ishtoi, you have two Isurim. You have Eishesach plus Achos Ishtoi. The Gemara said, I would have thought that we should say, Hoyol v'Ishtri Ishtri. Since the Torah permitted the normal Arayas of Eishesach to be mutter, b'makom de mitzvah of Yibam, so too the Torah would extend that heter to Achos Isha as well, or any other Arayas as well. That's why I need Oleha to teach you that b'makom de mitzvah of Yibam, lo sikach, you still are not allowed to take Achos Isha. The only Arayas that's permitted for Yibam is Eishes Ach. Now, the sugya that we're in the middle of was trying to bring a source for this concept of Hoyol v'Ishtri Ishtri. In other words, we concluded that if it would not be for Oleha, I would have permitted it because of Hoyol v'Ishtri Ishtri. Kamashmul and Oleha, that we don't say here Hoyol v'Ishtri Ishtri. Where do we find such a concept of Hoyol v'Ishtri Ishtri? So we were in the middle of that sugya of Metzora Shechal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev HaPesach. A Metzora, on his seventh day, he has to go to a mikveh. Then he needs Herev Shemesh at night. And then the following day, on the eighth day, he has to go through a procedure where he enters the Ezras Nashim, walks up the 15 steps that goes to the Ezras Yisrael. He sticks in his right ear and thumb and his big toe, and the Kohen takes from the dumb of the Asham Metzorah and applies it to those Evorim. And the Gemara says, what happens if Ra carry boy by yoy? That on the day of the eighth day, when it's speaking about a case where it's Erev HaPesach, so if he would not have seen carry, he would have gone through the final tahara of the Metzorah with the matan bohinus, as we just described it, standing in the Shara Nikner and extending his thumb and his toe inside the Ezras Yisrael. Buddy became a, he saw Kerry. So he went to the mikveh to take care of the Kerry. Now he's a tful yoin. And normally he has to wait till the nighttime to have hair of Shemesh to remove the tumma of Tumas Kerry. But he has a problem. If he's going to wait till tonight, then he's not going to be able to be makir of the Korban Pesach. So the Chachamim said that even though normally a tful yoim is not allowed to enter into the Azora, this one is allowed to enter. And the Gemara gave a rationale, because mutav sheyavoy asay sheyesh baikaris, since we're dealing here with Korban Pesach, which is an asay sheyesh baikaris, that mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the yitcha asay she'ein baikaris, it should be doicha the asay of ein baikaris. What's the asay of ein baikaris? Rashi says ve'yishalchu min amachana, that the that's referring to the mitzora. The mitzora has to be sent away from the machana, and the asay of Korban Pesach will be docha the asay she'ein baikaris of yishalchu min amachana. And we had a machlokus there, whether there's an asay mitaraisa, because where is he entering into? He's entering into the Ezra's. He's entering the Ezra's Nashim. The Ezra's Nashim, there's a machlokas whether there's an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan, as we had in the sugya yesterday. And since it'll be mutter for the mitzora to come in, therefore, we also allow him as a tful yom from his carry also to enter. The Gemara says that's good if you don't hold like Ula. Ula says that bia b'miktsa shmei bia. So, which means that if somebody sticks his finger or his hand, his thumb, or his toe into the Ezra's Yisrael, it's considered, even though it's only bia b'miktsas, as if he's walking into the Ezra's Yisrael. Now, walking into the Ezra's Yisrael is not an asay she'ein b'ikaris, that is an asay she'yesh b'ikaris for a mechusar kippurim, the mitzorah, and certainly for a tful yom. It's an iser she'yesh b'ikaris for him to walk in. So the Gemara asks the Kashan Ula, if you hold bia b'miktsas, shma bia, so it's like entering into the Ezra's Yisrael, which is an asay she'yesh. By chorus, so bish loyma to go into the Ezra's Nashim, which is an asay she'ein by chorus. So I permit the mitzayra and the tful yom to enter there because the asay of Pesach is more important, which has chorus, is more important than the asay going into the Ezra's Nashim, which is only the iser of yishalch min amachana. The Ezra's Nashim is considered machana leviya. It's not machane shchina, so it's an asay she'ein by chorus. So the asay of Pesach is doicha entering into the machane levia. However, if you hold like Ula that bia b'miksa shma bia, so when he puts his thumb into, when he's standing in the Sharon Nickner and he's putting his thumb into the Ezra's Yisrael, that's as if his whole body is entering the Ezra's Yisrael. If you enter the Ezra's Yisrael, that's already machane shchina. There it's an asay she'yesh by chorus. So how is Pesach doicha the asay she'yesh by chorus of entering the Azorah? So on that, we learned yesterday, second last line from the bottom of the Amud, Zayin Amud Beis, the Amar Ula, Matam, Hoyl v'hutu l'sarasoi, hutu l'karyav, that's the concept of Hoyl v'ishtri ishtri. Since a mitzora behechrich has to put his hand, his thumb in. And for the mitzora, you have to say the Torah was matir, the iser of entering the Azorah. Or else there's no way that the mitzora could ever receive his tahara. So once the Torah made this special dispensation for the mitzora, even if the mitzora has an additional problem, that he's also a bal keri, he's a tful yoim, we're matir that as well. That goes into the original heter that the mitzora could put his thumb into the Ezra's Yisrael. That's what Ullah answered. So from Ullah, you see the precedent of Hoyle Vishri Ishri. So negaya to us as well. If an Ashes Ach is also an Achais Isha, since on Ashes Ach we say the Torah Behechrach was Mutter in order to do the mitzvah of Yibum, Ashes Ach had to become Mutter. Once Ashes Ach is Mutter, the Torah was Mutter. I would have thought Achais Isha as well. Kamash Malon Aleha, that you don't say that. That's where we're up to in the Sugya, which we begin today, again on Zion Amid Beis, three words from the end of the Amid. Ask the Gemara, mi dami. L'ra'ola, how can you compare the halach of Yibum to the din of Metzorah and Balkeri, which Ula is speaking about? As we start Chesam and Aleph, Tinach hecha denasa meis va'achar kach nasa chai. When would it be a good comparison to Ullah's din? That's if, for example, let us say there were two brothers who married two sisters. You have Reuven and Shimon who married Rachel and Leah. So Reuven married Rachel and Shimon married Leah. And Reuven died. He's the one who died. And Shimon is the one who's going to do Yibum. So Tinach hecha denasa meis. So if Reuven married Rachel first, before Shimon married Leah, v'achar kach nasa chai, and then the surviving brother, the one who's going to do the yibum, he subsequently married Leah. So then, which iser did Shimon have first on him? He had first on him the iser of Eshazach, his brother's wife. Subsequently, when he married Leah, now he also has an Isser. That woman became also his Achais Ishtoi. So then I could compare it to Ullah's din, a Mitzrayra who became a Balkari. The Migloi de Ishtri Isser Ashes Ach, Ishtri Nami Isser Achos Isha. So then I could say it's going in the right sequence. If the Torah was Matir Mitzayra, and later you became a Balkari, so who had din Hoyle Vishri Ishri, we are Matir Balkari as well. And you can enter, you can put your thumb into the Azora. So who had din here? Since the Torah was Matir Eishes Ach, because that's the mitzvah of Yibum, so if subsequently a new Isser came upon it, we say Hoyle Vishri Ishri. That's good. Ella, what about in this case? Nasa chai. What happens if Shimon married Leah first? The brother who's going to subsequently have to do Yibum, he's the one who got married first. So Shimon got first married to Leah. V'achar kach nasa meis, and then the one who died without children, Reuven, then subsequently married Rachel. So Isser Achais Isha Kadim. So what Isser did Shimon have to Rachel, which is Reuven's wife, before Reuven married Rachel? Rachel was already Osir to Shimon because of Achais Ishtei. Rachel is Leah's sister. So which Isser came first? The Isser of Achais Isha came first. If the Isser Achais Isha came first, that's not comparable to the case of Hoyle Vishri Ishri of Ullah. Because Hoyle Vishri Ishri means that the main heter that the Torah gave us came first. And once the main heter came, it comes on the subsequent Isser as well. But here, the first Isser is Achais Isha. Subsequently came Eishes Ach. So now that the Reuven died, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum, so which Isser falls away? The second Isser falls away. Eishes Ach falls away, Rashi says. But what remains? The original Isser of Achais Isha will remain. Why should that be taken off? The second Isser, which came in second place, is removed with the mitzvah of Yibum. But how do you know that you can also say Hoyle Vishri Ishri to remove the original Isser, which in this case is not Eishes Ach, but rather Achos Isha? And then we go a step further. Vafil nasa meis nami, and even in the case where Reuven is the first one, Reuven is going to subsequently die, he first married Rachel. Even there, you cannot compare it to Ullah in all cases. Tinach hecha denasa meis umeis v'achar kach nasa chai. When can I compare it to the case of Ullah with Saras? Amitzayra, that would be in the case where Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon didn't marry Leah yet, and Reuven died, and Shimon still had not married Leah, and then Shimon married Leah.
Before the Yibum.
Now really, as the Taisus Yishanim points out on the fourth line, he is doing something wrong because he's marrying an Achaisiku Kasai. Rachel is Zakuk Liyibim to him. So he's not allowed to marry Alpi Halacha Leah, Rachel's sister. But Taisus Yishanim says that's only an Issa Derabbanan. Lamaisa, if he did something wrong, the Kedushin is Taisa. It is a good kedushin. So when Shimon now marries Leah, so the Isser of Ashes Ach went away when his brother Reuven died. He subsequently married Leah, and that is mamish comparable to the case of Metzora. Why? The Chazilei de Beni Beni. Because there was a period of time where, let's take the case of Metzora. There was a period of time where the Metzora, all he had to do to be able to bring the Korban Pesach is go to the last stage of Tahara, which was the putting his thumb inside of the Azara and getting the dam put on. He's Roy, it's morning time. He went to the mikveh, he had Harav Shemesh, and he's ready to bring the Korban. He's up to the last stage. Right before the last stage, he became Tameh with Keri. So that's the same over here. He had an Isser Eishes Ach. The Isser Eishes Ach went off because his brother died. And then he would go and marry this woman, Leah. Then would happen a new Isser of Achos Ishtoi. So then we would say, Hoyle v'Ishtri, Ishtri. Just like by Metzora, the Isser of Bia into the Azara has been taken away, and Huadin, the Isser of a Tful Yoim, is taken away. So that's comparable to here. Eishes Ach was removed, so Huadin will remove Achos Ishtri. Elo, what do you do in this case? Nasa Meis v'loy Meis. What happens if the Meis Reuven married Rachel, but he didn't yet die. And then the one who's going to live, which is Shimon, he married Leah while his brother Reuven was still alive. There was not a moment when this woman didn't have any Isser on her. Because while she's an Eishes Ach, it overlaps with the Achos Ishtai. So, and what would be in a comparable case by Mitzora? Umi lo moda ula, wouldn't ula be moda? She'im ra carry belel shmini. If the Mitzora saw carry not in the eighth day in the morning, but he saw the carry the eighth day the previous night, she'im machnas yarv lebehinas, then he's not allowed to go and put his finger in for the matan bahanis that they should put the dam of the Asher Metzora, the kohen should put it on his thumbs. Why? Shelo yatza b'shoa shiruya lahavi b'karban. He never left the state of Metzora at a time when he's able to bring a korban. Because when does he become a balkari? It overlaps. He becomes a balkari while he's still tamei from the tzaras, because it's at nighttime. He has to wait till the morning. He has to go through a night period till the morning to remove himself from the tumah. So it overlaps. So there, l'chaira, ula would also not say hoil v'ishtri ishtri. So Taisus, in the top Taisus, says, who says? Maybe Ula would say it. Why is the Gemara so convinced that Ula would not say it? Maybe you say it. Once you get to the morning, and now I'll say across the board, Hoyle v'Ishtri Ishtri. Metzora is mutter, Balkari is mutter. How do you know not? So it says Taisus, Nero Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that Ula is medayik it because the lashon of the Braisa there is, V'ra carry boy b'yoyim. The Lashon Boy B'yoyim is Mashma in the daytime and not in the nighttime. And that must be because in the daytime he became Mutter for his Taraz. That's why he's also Mutter for the Keri. That's why the Gemara took it on as a Dover Pashut, that at night before Ula would not be Moida. The Rashba and other Rishonim say it's not from the Lashon of Boy Biyoim, but rather it's from the Svara. And as what is Ula's Svara? Ula's Svara is Hoyel Ve'ishri, since it's at a moment where everything is going right, and then suddenly something happened. So when is everything going right? That's when he's up to the last stage. But when it's the night before, it's not yet totally going, it's not as mun where he's able to bring the korban. So there, that's not called hoil v'ishtari. It's not yet ishtari. It's happening at a time where it's not yet ishtari. So the Rashba says the svora is that Ula said it's then only if it's in the daytime, and now is the zman where the Torah says it's mutter for you to stick your thumbs in, who adin, it'll be mutter for carry. So what is the Gemara trying to say? You're telling me you need aleha, because without aleha, I would say that it's mutter because of hoil v'ishtri ishtri. It comes out that hoil v'ishtri ishtri, by yibum, we would only say in one of all these cases. And what's that case? That Reuven married Rachel, Reuven died, and then Shimon married Leah. So then I would say, since the Isser of Eshesach went off, who then the new Isser that came along will be mutter of Achais Isha. It's only in that case, but not in any other case. So the Gemara says, you're right. If we're going to make a tzushtel to Ula of Mitzayra and Keri, you're right. It'll only be in this case. I would have thought, at least in this case, we'll say Hoyol v'ishtri ishtri, kamashmul and Aleo, that no, that even in this case we don't say it, and the only thing the Torah was matter is Eishes Ach. The Torah was not matter Achais Isha in any case that you'll give me. The Eboy is saying, and if you want, I'll give you another teretz. You know why I need Aleha, because without Aleha, I would say that it should be mutter. And even though you have an issue with, it's an association by chorus, how could Yibim be doicha? How could Yibim be doicha lois association by chorus? That's your issue. No, based on a hekesh of Rabbi Yoina, we would have thought that it is mutter. The Eboy is saying, I see a vacation with Rabbi Yoina, Dama Rabbi Yoina, because Rabbi Yoina said, And some say, who said it? Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Ki kol asher yasem, mikol atoyve yisraelu v'nichrasu." We find a pasuk in Vayikra Yutches pasuk Choftes that it says, if someone will do from all of these abominable things. So the Rabbi Yoina says, this is a famous thing called Hekesha to Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina's Hekesh is that you see that the Torah lumped together all of the different Arayas, all of the Te'evas together. So what's good for one is good for the other. Rashi brings down, what's Rabbi Yoina speaking about? Rabbi Yoina is speaking about that hara, that if a person does only a mixas bia by Arayas, that has a halacha like a full bia. That's what he's speaking about. But what's nageya to our sugya, the Gemara now says, I would have thought that they're all lumped together, and I'm going to compare all the arise to Eishasach. My Eishasach, Sharyu, just like the Torah was Matriyas of Eishasach, for Yibim, Av Kol Arayas, Nami Sharyin, so all the other arise are also Mutter, because of Rachmana, Aleh. That's why we need Aleh to tell me no. So Rashi says, wait a second, but didn't we learn in yesterday's blot that we wanted to make a Bama Matsinu to Eishasach? And we said, no, Eishasach is only one Isser. And if you have another Arayas, let's say Achoyz Ishtoi, that's two Isserim. How could you make a Bama Matsinu? So how can we make a Hekeshir? The Teretz is, Rashi says, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. The Ritzvah puts it, Ein Hekesh L'machza. In other words, if you're making a Hekesh, you got to make it across the board. If it was a Bama Matsinu, then it has to be exact. But a Hekesh, you have more flexibility with. And therefore, even though one is Isser, and the other is two Isserim, we would still make the Hekesh. By a Hekesh, we don't make a Meshivin Ala Hekesh. So that's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, Kats Rachman Allah, that no. So now we have two answers already why we need Allah, even though we're speaking about a Los Association per course, and Eina Seidoka Los Association per course. Armale Ravachami Difl Ravina, said Ravachami Difl Ravina. Michti, let's see. Kol arayis ikalak shinu le'eshes ach ve'ikalak shinu le'achos isha. Now comes out an interesting thing. Rabbi Yonah tells us that you have to lump all the arise together. Whatever you find by one, you find by the other. But wait a second. Based on what you just explained, by Eish Tzach we find that it's mutter. By Achois Isha, we find Aleha, that even when it's Aleha, which means Yibum, the Gzeirah Shava Aleha, Aleha from Yibum, even by Yibum, Loi Sikach. So who told you to make a Hekish to Achos Isha from all the Arayas? Why didn't, that it's Aser, why didn't you make a Hekish to Eish Tzach that it's mutter? You're right, you have to lump them all together. But now I have one halacha as opposed to another halacha. Achos Ish is Aser, and Eish Tzach is Mutter. So which way do I go? I'm on a crossroads here. What do I do? That's his kasha. Armalei Rav Achim Dilma Ravina Michti, call a rioty collection of Eish Tzach, a collection of Achos Ish. My chos is Achos Ish, Achos Ish, Achshinu, Eish Tzach, compared to Eish Tzach. So two truths of Eboy is saying a lekula lechumra. You have a choice that achos isha lechumra or eish esach lekula lechumra makshinin. We always go lechumra in a hekish. The Eboy is saying another terror. It's hacha treisuri v'hacha treisuri utrei mitrei alfinin. Any other arayas is two. Why is it two? Because you have eish esach always in the case of Yibam, and you have bitoy or whatever the arayas is. So that makes sense to learn it out from Achos Ishtu, which is also two. Avahacha chadli sura. Here by Eish Tzach, there's only one answer. Utrei michad loyalfin, and two from one you don't. Everyone should jump up and ask the kasha. We just quoted Rashi before, who said that ein meshivin ala hekish, right? So why don't we say that here? So the answer is, If you have a hekish, it's not a kasha to ask. This is two. This is one. A meshivin. But if you have a choice, the Gemara's kasha here is: you have a choice. You have a choice either to learn it from Achos Isha, where there's two isurim, or from Eish Tzach, there's one. And the Gemara wants to know, why do you prefer the chumra way? So one teretz is because we always go to chumra as opposed to lekula. The other teretz is if you have a choice and you can have one hekish which is exact, 2-2, and the other hekish is not exact, 2-1. There, everybody will agree that which road do you take? You take the 2-2 and not the 2-1. So this is what the Gemara said so far. Rava Amar, Rava comes up with a new terrace. Erva Gufa, the Bach puts in the word like Tzricha Kra. You're right. Your kasha is a terrific kasha. Ain't I say dark relationship because so an erva itself, I would not need the pasuk of Aleha. The ain't I say dark relationship because ki yitzrakra lemeis tzara. You know I need the pasuk of Aleha, not for the erva, but for the tzaro sehen, for the wife that was also fell liyibim together with the erva. So Taisvus in the third Taisvus Divrei Maskil Rava Amar. So Taisvus asks. Two questions. What does Rava do with the two trutzim that we had before in the Gemara? The first kasha of Taisus is, L'chaira, we need Aleha. We do need Aleha by an Erva. In which case? In the one case where you could say, Hoel v'ishtri yishtri. Which case was that? Where the Reuven married Rachel and he died. And subsequently, Shimon married Leah. So there was a time when the whole Isser of Eish Tzach went away. So once Eish Tzach went away for Yibam, I would have thought, Hoel v'ishtri yishtri, it should also go away for Achos Isha. Kamash and allow him not. What does he do with that? So Taisus answers, Rava does not hold of the concept of Hoyle v'ishtri ishtri. What do you do with the case of Ullah with Mitzayra? Teretz is, he disagrees with Ullah. The whole problem why Ullah had to come on to Hoyle v'ishtri ishtri is because Bia b'miksa shma Bia. But he holds Bia b'miksa loy shma Bia. So all this Mitzayra is doing is he's not entering the Machane Shechina. He's standing in the Shaar Nikna. The Shaar Nikna didn't have the Kedusha of the Machna Shechina. So it's part of the Ezras Nashim, and it's considered Machna Leviyah. Machna Leviyah is only an Asay Sheein by Chorus to go into for the Mitzayra. So the Asay of Pesach is Doicha, the Asay Sheein by Chorus of Aishalchum and Amachna. I don't have a problem. I only have a problem with Ullah. I had to come on to Hol Vishri Ishri if I hold Biba Mikta Shmabia. He holds Biba Mikta's Loy Shmabia. Second kasha of Taisus is, what does Rava do with the other limud that we had? Because we said, Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina, Based on a case of Rabbi Yoina, I would have thought that you learn it out from Eishes Ach. On that, Tosfos answered that even though I have a case of Rabbi Yoina, a case of Rabbi Yoina is only for Isurim. It's not for Heterim. Rabbi Yoina is speaking about, how do I know? Hara has a din like Bia. That's L'Isser. But Rava holds there was no Akesh Rabbi Yoina L'Gabi Aterim. Memela, I wouldn't have had a half a minute to compare all the Arise to Ashes Ach L'Heter. So I don't need the Pasuk. That's why Rava says across the board, Erva Gufa Loit Sricha Kra, because he disagrees totally with the two truths that we had before. So what do I need the Pasuk for? L'Mesach Sar. The Gemara is not going to remain with this, but let's see what the Gemara asks now. The Erva, like Shrika Kra, are you telling me that the Erva does not need a Pasuk? Vahok Tani the Bach says it is the correct gear, so we learned earlier, on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Ein Li Elahi. I know from Allah that the Erva, there's no din of Yibam. But how do I know the Tzara? So Gemara makes the limit for the Tzara. But it says clearly in the Braisa, Ein Li Elahi, which is the Erva. So you see that the Pasuk of Allah is referring to the Erva as well as the Tzara. The Gemara answers, Mitzum Tzarasa, that really all you need Allah for is the Tzara. Because Erva Guf, according to Rava, does not need a Pasuk. Once you have Allah, then you could say, Loi Sikach goes on everything. It goes on the Erva, it goes on the Tzara. But in actuality, you don't need the Pasuk for the Erva, because that is a Loi Sishyesh by Chorus. You need it only for the Tzara. The Gemara asks further, Roktani Ein Li Elahein. I only know the 15 Arayas. How do I know the Tzoras of the Arayas? So the Gemara answers the same thing. Mishum Tzorasein. You really don't need it for the Erva. Erva Loi Tzorakra. You need it for the Tzorasein. Once you have it for the Tzorasein, so the Gemara already said for the Erva as well. But really, it was not necessary for the Erva, according to Rav Shita. Tashima. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe learns this whole, this din not from Allah. He learns it from another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'lokach, V'lokha. Now, the pasuk says, the actual words of the pasuk is, that if a person dies and he doesn't have children, Yevama Yavoi Aleha, Ulekacha Loi Leisha, V'yibma. He should take her to himself for a wife, and he should do Yibam her, to her. So Rebbe is medayik. Why did it have to say twice her? It should have said v'ulekach loy leisha v'yibe. What's the v'yibma and what's the lakach? So Rebbe says v'lakach, but it says ulekacha. It says v'yabma, and it should have said v'yibma. Why does it say he should do yibim to her? So to her is a miyut, only to her. What is the being mamayit? Lesser tsaras varayas. It's usering the tsaras narayas. So what's the Gemara's kasha? As the Tosfos Yeshanim explains, even though Rebbe doesn't use Olel, he learns this whole din out from a whole different pasuk. But the fact is that you see that he requires a limud for both the Tzara and the Erva. So even though we're learning it out from a different pasuk of Aleha, but how can you, Rava, tell me we only need it for the Tzara, but the Erva not? Let's see, learn out from Rebbe. Learn the approach of Rebbe that you need it for both. We might disagree which pasuk, but the necessity to learn out is not only for Arayas, it's not only for Tzara, we see from Rebbe, it's for the Arayas themselves as well. So the Gemara answers, Ema say, lesser Tzarais, shel Arayas. Rebbe didn't mean that you need a pasuk for the Arayas also, he meant the Tzaris of the Arayas. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vatre Kroy Kanasavle. He had two limudim. He had the Lakha and the Yibma. So Lachaira, what are the two psukim for? My love, Chadla Erva, Chadla Tzara. He's using one limit for Erva and one for Tzara. Loi. The Gemara says, no. Itividi Latzara. Both were being used for Tzara. Chadla Meser Tzara B'makom Mitzvah. One was to Aser a Tzara in a place of a mitzvah. In other words, when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, you should take her, means the correct one, and you should not take the Tzara. V'chad l'mishri tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah. And one is to teach you that if it's not a case of yibum, for example, let's say, as Rashi brings down, a person's son-in-law died. So the father is usur to marry his daughter. But he had another wife as well. Is that soras erva prohibited to the father? The answer is no. When is there an isser of soras erva that's specifically in the mitzvah of yibum? If there's a mitzvah of yibum, and he can't marry the erva, then he can't marry the tzoras erva. But where we're not dealing with the mitzvah of yibum, with a stranger. So then, if one woman is an erva to him and the other woman is not an erva to him, he's allowed to marry the tzoras erva. How do I learn that out? So Rashi, if you look in Divrei HaMaskil, V'chad L'mishri tzoras erva, says, Miribuya dekroyesera deviyibma darshin hachi. B'makom v'yibma hu damin alach miyuta ulekacha demiyitzara avashaloi b'makom yibim kugain tzaras b'itai minachri from a stranger shaya. When do I say v'lakcha, you should take her and not the tzara? That's when it's v'yibma. That's when you're dealing with the mitzvah of yibim. But if you're not dealing with the mitzvah of yibim, you can even take the tzara of the erva as well. And that's really what the Gemara concludes. My time of v'yibam v'yibma b'makom yibam hu dasir tzara shaloi b'makom yibam shar yitzara. So that's what Rava says you need the pasuk for. One, to teach you that a tzoras erva is asur b'makom yibam, and one to be matur a tzoras erva shaloi b'makom yibam. Amar Rav Ashi masnis namideka. What Rava says makes sense, and you see a proof from our Mishnah. Yiktani, it says in our Mishnah, Chamesh Esrei Nashim Poitras Tzoraseyen. There are 15 women who patered their tzara, that tzara is not eligible for yibum. Ve'ilu piturois u poitras loiktani. It doesn't say they are potter and they potter. So we see the whole stress of the Mishnah is tzoras erva. The erva is of course not eligible for yibum. It's a los asashiyesh bekaris. The chiddush is even on the tzoras erva. So we see a beautiful diak from the Mishnah, shema mina, that we're only dealing about an iser for the tzoras erva. The erva itself, we don't need a pasuk. We don't have to mention it in our Mishnah. It's obvious that an erva is aser for yibum. The only erva that's mutter is an eshazach. More asked the kasha, umayshna erva deloy tzricha kra. Why by an erva don't you need a pasuk? Dein asay doicha loy sashesh bekoras, because an asay is not doicha. A los sashesh bekoras, tzora nami loy tiboy kra. The same logic should apply to the tzora. Mishum dein asay doicha loy sashesh bekoras. As the Maram explains Rashi here, that since litzror in that pasuk teaches you that a tzora is usur, and in the whole parsha over there, that's the parsha of Arayas, the Torah concludes that anyone who's over on any of the Arayas receives kares. So part of that prohibition refers not only to the erva, but to the tzoras erva as well. So if you, Rav, are telling me that erva gufaloi tzora kra, because ainat se doichaloi by kares, if a tzora is part of that parsha, And that whole parsha, it says it's an Ishtar chorus, so a tzoras erva is also a loisa sheyesh by chorus. So it too does not need a pasuk. So why do you say that it needs it for tzora and it doesn't need it for erva? Armalei Ravacha bar bibi mar l'ravina haki kamer mishmeru rava. You're right, we retract what we said. This is what Rava really said. Tzara nami lo yitzakra. You're right. Erva doesn't need a pasuk. It's a loishashiyesh b'karas. And a tzara is also a loishashiyesh b'karas. Ki yitzakra, when do we need a pasuk? As we turn to Daf Chesam Adveiz. L'mishri tzara shaloi b'maka mitzvah. To be matra tzara, not where there's no mitzvah. We said before that tzoras erva is only aser b'makom yibum, but shaloi b'makom yibum tzoras erva is mutter. That's what I need the pasuk. So according to Rava, the Alea teaches you that you know when tzoras erva litzror is aser. That's when Alea, when you're speaking about exer shava from yivama yavai Alea, we're speaking about the mitzvah of yibum. But einichanami, if there is no Alea, there is no yibum, then einichanami tzoras erva will be mutter. So that's what I need the pasuk for. My time, Amar Kra, Aleha, B'makam Aleha, Huda, Sirish, Lev, B'makam Aleha, Sharia. That's what the Gemara says. Amalei Rami Bar Chamal Rava. Wait a second. If you're telling me now that it's Soros Erva is Mutter Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah, why don't I say the same thing by an Erva itself? Ema Erva Gufa Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah Tishri. Why shouldn't an Erva be Mutter Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah? Maybe the whole din of Arayis is only Aleha, is only B'makam Yibam. When there's no Yibam, maybe all the Arayis are Mutter. So he answers him back. Rava answers him back. The lav kal v'chaymer who? How could you say such a thing? Isn't it a kal v'chaymer? B'makam mitzvah asira shalai b'makam mitzvah sharia. If in the place of a mitzvah it's aser, where you would have thought it should be mutter, and yet the Torah says aser, so avad it's aser when there's no mitzvah. What's your havamina? He answers him back, Amalei, wait a second, Sarah Tachiach, I'll bring you a Rayam right from Sarah. D'b'makam mitzvah asira shalai b'makam mitzvah sharia. Don't tell me that logic. You see, by Tzara, you don't have that logic. Because by Tzara, B'makam Mitzvah is Aser, and Shalai B'makam Mitzvah is Mutter. My Kasha comes back. Why don't I say the same thing by Erva? Or Malay, so Rava says to him back, Alech Amar Kra, concerning your question. The Torah says, B'chayeha. Why did the Torah have to say that Isha Lachosa Lo Sikach Litzror Legalis Ervosa Allah B'chayeha? What's that extra word, B'chayeha? Kol Shebechayeha. I darshan that when his sister, his wife's sister is alive, it's usher to marry her in any circumstance while she's living. Even shaloi b'makam mitzvah. That's why that extra word b'chayeha is to teach you it's aser b'makam mitzvah. It's also aser shaloi b'makam mitzvah. The Gemara says you cannot learn it from there. Hi b'chayeha mi boile. I needed that pasuk for something else. L'mute l'achamisa. The iser of achos isha is only when both sisters are alive. If someone's wife died, he's after her death, he is permitted to marry his sister because it says b'chayeha. The iser is only while they're both alive. The Gemara answers no. That I could learn from a different pasuk. Ahi mivi isha l'achos el achos anafka. There I learn out a woman to her sister. You shouldn't take what's El means while they're alive. If she's already dead, you're not taking one sister on top of another sister. The Gemara says, no, I cannot learn it from there. I would think that if they get divorced, if he divorces his original wife, then he could marry his sister, even though they're both alive. Talmud Lomer B'chayeha, that's why the Torah tells you B'chayeha, Kol shebechayeha, the afal gavdin is garsha loy. The Torah had to tell you bechayeha that even if they got divorced, it's usher. As long as they're both alive, it doesn't matter whether you're married to the sister or not. Even if you divorce the sister, you're still usher and achayt sisha. So it comes out, our question comes back. How do I know that Erva Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah is Aser? Maybe it's Mutter. You want to bring me B'chayeha. I need that for L'mutil Achamisa. And I cannot learn that out from Isha L'chaisa because that I need for Nizgarsha. So we're back to square one. Maybe an Erva should be Mutter Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say it's Xeris HaKosev. El Amar Afuna Bar Tachlifa Mishmei Rava. Trei Kroik Sivi. There are two psukim that are written. Ksiv Isha Lachoso Lo Sikach Litzror. Don't take a woman together with her sister as Tsaris. Now, what does that indicate? If you're married to both, you're doing two things wrong because one sister is a conflict with the other sister. But Ksiv Legalis Ervasa. Dechada Mashma. There's in the same pasuk, there seems to be a conflict. The first part of the pasuk says that one is like a tzora to the other. They're both problematic. The second part of the pasuk says that if you do it, you are revealing her erva. It seems to be there's only a problem with one, not the other. How do you reconcile this? The answer is, b'makam mitzvah shtein asuris. If it's in the place of a mitzvah of Yibam, then both are usher, meaning the erva and the litzror, the tzoris erva. That's the first part of the pasuk. Shaloi b'makam mitzvah, where you're not dealing with Yibam, he asura, then she, there's one iser of legalis erva saw, her erva is usher, that's the erva herself. Tzorasa muteris, the tzora is mutter, that's how I'll reconcile the two parts of the pasuk. So your question that erva should be mutter, the answer is it's exeris akasev. If it's b'makom mitzvah, they're both usher, and if it's shalai b'makom mitzvah, it's sar is mutter, and the erva is usher, exeris akasev. The Gemara says, wait a second, epachana. Why don't I do it just the opposite? B'makom mitzvah hi asura tzaras muteras. Why don't I say that in the place of a mitzvah, she's asur, the erva, and the tzor is mutter. Ushaloi b'makom mitzvah, shtein asurais. And when there's no mitzvah, they're both asur. And Rashi explains, this will fit into the pasuk very well. Because the pasuk says, legalis ervasa aleo. And what does that key word aleo always mean? Zereshava to yibam. Aleo means yibam. So when is there one isur? When is the erva only asur aleo? When you're doing yibam, only the aleo, only the erva will be asur, and the tzaras erva will be mutter. Why do you say that b'makom yibam both are asur, and shaloi b'makom yibam only the erva is asur and the tzar is mutter? Maybe it fits in the juxtaposition of the smuchim of the words that aleo is going back on the phrase legalis erva sa. Singular. There's only one that's asur. Where? Aleo, where you're doing the mitzvah of yibam. Which one is asur? The erva. But the tzoras erva will be mutter. So just the opposite of what you're saying. So the Gemara answers him, Cain, lo yomer aleo. If that were the case, then don't use the word aleo. Because if I were to ask you, logically, when would you say that both are asur, and when would you say the erva is asur and the tzar is mutter? So logically, you would answer, oh, you know when the erva is asur, but at least the tzar is mutter? When there's a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah of yibam, so at least be hakim shem achiv with the tzaras erva, even though you can't do it with the erva itself. There's no mitzvah, they're both asur. So I don't need the aleo. El amai, if the Torah is stuck in the word aleo, the Torah is trying to tell you a chiddush. The Torah is trying to tell you a chiddush that aleo refers back to the beginning of the pasuk when they're both aser, when it's litzror, when they're both tzara zulazu, and both you have a problem with both the erva and the tzara's erva. You know when that is? That's when it's aleo. That's, I'm telling you, a chiddush, which I need the extra word. Without the extra word, I wouldn't have said it. So the maskana is that b'makom mitzvah aleo teaches you they're both aser. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah the tzara is mutter, and the erva is aser. Amalei Rav Asher Rav Kana said Rav Asher Rav Kana, Mimai da hayoleli sura dilma latera. Rav Asher says, you know what? I have a whole new way to learn the pasuk. I'm telling you that the Torah is telling us two distinct things in this one pasuk. V'hachi kama rachmana. Isha ala chaisa laistikach litzrar loihi v'loitzarasa shaloi b'makam aleha. If it's not aleha, the first part of the pasuk is telling you that shaloi b'makam mitzvah, they're both tzaras, the erva is no good, the tzaras erva is no good, they're both aser. Then comes the end of the pasuk. Avo b'makom aleha, stay in mutarais. But when there is aleha, then they're both mutter. Now, maybe the word aleha means yibum. So aleha means do yibum. So the first part of the pasuk where there's no aleha, there's no yibum, then they're both aser. The second part of the pasuk is telling you, that's only if there's no yibum. But if there's yibum, they're both mutter. So he answers him, Imkein legalis erva dechoda hechimashkachisla. According to you, you'll never have a case where one is mutter and one is usher. It does say in the pasuk also, legalis erva saw, that we said is singular. Where do you have the case that one is mutter and one is usher? Because according to you, e b'makom mitzvah shtei mutaris, if it's aleha, then you're telling me both the erva and the tzaras erva are mutter. E shaloi b'makom mitzvah shtei asuras. If it's shaloi b'makom mitzvah, you're telling me they're both usher. But the Torah says erva saw one, that one is usher, one's mutter. Where's that case? Elamai, it must be like the pshat we said before, that Allah is telling you, b'makom mitzvah both are usher, shaloi b'makom mitzvah, the erva is usher, and the tzara is mutter. Gufu, we learned before, Rabbi Omer, v'lakach v'lakcha, v'yibam v'yibma, lesser tzara isvarayis. This, the reason the Torah said her, you took her, and you made yibam with her, what's the meat of her to tell you that the tzaras are usher and the arayas are usher? The Gemara asks two questions. Question number one, midi tzaras ksivah, where does the pasuk mention? This is not the same pasuk of aleha, of litzror. There's not a remes here of a tzara. How do you stick the word tzara in here? The oi tsarais. If you want to learn the isser of tsaras erva, militzor nafka. That we learned from the pasuk, which we've been quoting all along, of litzor legalis ervatso lebachayel. So the Gemara says, let me answer your second question first. Litzor. Mapagle Rebbe Likin Reb Shimon. Rebbe does not learn from Litzror what we learned, that there's a halacha of Tzoras Erva. He uses Litzror for a whole different halacha, as does Reb Shimon. Rashi quotes the Gemara further on Daf Chof Chesamid Beis. It's speaking about a case where you have three brothers who are married to two sisters, and the two brothers who are married to the two sisters, they die. At the same time, they both died, and the two sisters now fall liyibam to the third brother. Says the Tanakhama that these two women, the din is chotzois v'loy mesiabmois. You have to do chalitza, and you can't do yibam. Why can't you do yibam? Because since you are zakuk to both of them, and Rashi says here, a very famous Rashi, v'zika have kiksas kedushin. Zika, the definition of zika bayibim, of laisiyah eshus amesh hachutzol ishzor, is that you are a little bit married already, you have kedushin with this woman. So memela, if you're going to be miyabim one of these two sisters, you're going to be over on a chois gukasoi, which is like a chois ishtoi. So memela, the rabbanon said, you cannot make yibum. So you're going to do a chayse gukasei. But I shouldn't do anything. No, it's not mamish a chayse ishtoi. Since it's not mamish a chayse ishtoi, they required you at least to get rid of the zika. How do you get rid of the zika? By chalitza. But yibum you shouldn't make, and you have to make chalitza. Comes along Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, I learned from the pasuk of Litzror that there's no yibum or chalitza, because that's what the Torah is telling you. In a case where the two women are going to be tsaris one to another, because they're both going to be achos zegukasai, like this case, then the din is ve'ishal achoyso leisikach litzror legalas arvaso olea b'chayel. Don't do the mitzvah of yibam in such a circumstance where two sisters at the same time fall the yibam and they're nasetzaras zulazu. So memela, your question of litzror, he uses not for tzaras erva, he uses for that specific case of Reb Shimon. But the Gemara continues to ask, Tzara Hachaksiv? What about my other kasha, my first kasha? Does it say a mention, anything here about Tzara? How does Rebbe learn from this pasuk that Tzara's erva is aser? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar, Im Kein Lemekra Vilakach, my Vilakcha. If all the Torah wanted to tell you was to teach you this din itself, then why did it say v'lakcha? It should just say v'lakach. So I learned from v'lakcha, you should take her the following. Kol heikadikatrei lekuchen, wherever you have two choices. The boy nuts of high, the boy nuts of high. I could either marry her, I could do yibum with her or with her. Sharia, then it's mutter. The loy, but if you don't have two choices, you only have one choice, then tarvayu asirin. They're both asir. So what does this mean? There's a halacha that you can only marry one of the two wives. It says bias echad. It says you should base achiv. He should build up the base achiv. So we learn out bias echad ubainavena baina base batim. You don't marry two of your brother's wives. You marry only one. But now the Gemara is telling you, you know when there's a heter of yibun? When you have a choice to marry either one or the other. But what happens if my choice is limited? Because one of them is an erva, in that case, there's no mitzvah of yibam either on the erva or on the tzoras erva. That's how Rebbe learns it from this pasuk. But when is this halacha of tzoras? By the way, Rashi says that Rebbe will also learn from this pasuk tzoras say it. Why? Because how do you learn out Tzoras Tzoras Sayin? Because if the erva falls to me, so that Tzoras erva becomes Osir. Now, let's say there's another brother, and the other brother was not an erva to the first woman. So he would be permitted to marry the Tsaris Erva. He married the Tsaris Erva. Now that brother died. And now his two wives, he has another wife also. Now they fall to the original brother. The original brother became Oster and the Tsaris Erva from the first Yibam, from the first chance of Yibam. So now she becomes Oster to him forever. Once she becomes Oster to him forever, then her Tsara falls into the same category. Because you can't take both. You can only take one. If you can only take, it's either double or nothing. Either you could choose either one of them. If you can't choose either one of them because one of them is Oster to you, then it's in fact Oster to both. That's how I learned at Tsara Serva, and that same logic will apply to Tsara Sarasayan Ad Oilam. But he adds one more halacha, says Rabbi. V'yabma, when the Torah says v'yabma, b'makam yibam hu dasir tzara, shaloi b'makam yibam shar yitzara. When does Rebbe learn that Tsaris Erva is usher? That's only v'yibma. That's only when it's negayat to yibam. But when it's not negayat to yibam, like we gave the case before, if someone's daughter fell to, if someone's daughter, the husband died, and there's a tzara, shaloi b'makam yibam, avada the father, he's usher to his daughter, but he's allowed to marry that the other tzara of the erva because it's shaloi b'makam yibam. So the whole issur of tzaras erva is only b'makam yibam. This is how a Rebbe darshens the psukim of v'lakha and v'yibma. And Mir Chaim, tomorrow Shir will continue to see how the Rabbanan darshen these same psukim.